This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 was introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh introduced the bill in the House. However, both the Houses of Parliament witnessed repeated adjournments amid ruckus by the opposition parties on alleged police action during students' protest over NEET issue. Our correspondent reports that for the sixth consecutive day of the monsoon session, the proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament continued to remain disrupted amid ruckus by the opposition. On the first day of the second week of the session, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha faced repeated adjournments as opposition members demanded withdrawal of FIRs filed against students during the protest on the NEET issue. Lok Sabha saw four adjournments while Rajya Sabha faced five adjournments. Amid opposition uproar, the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 was introduced in the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju alleged that Congress and its allies are deliberately not allowing discussion in the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Pavan Chandana and Naga Bharat Dhaka of Skyroot Aerospace. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that the success of Vikram 1 featured prominently in their discussion along with several other interesting topics. The Prime Minister expressed happiness after hearing about their journey and insights into their future plans. Mr. Modi also extended his best wishes to the entire Skyroot Aerospace team. The Uttar Pradesh government informed the Supreme Court that it has set up a four-member special investigation team SIT headed by Inspector General of Police IG for the Lucknow Range, Kiran S., to probe the alleged embezzlement of the donations received by the Ram Temple Trust in Ayodhya. The team will also include a DIG rank officer, a senior superintendent of police and an additional SP. The top court asked the state government to include a forensic auditor as the fifth member of the SIT, which will submit its first status report within 2 weeks. Meanwhile, a special court in Uttar Pradesh extended the judicial custody of all 8 accused in the alleged Ram Temple donation theft case by 14 days. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri commenced his official visit to China today with a meeting with Vice Minister of the International Department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, Sun Haiyan. They discussed ways to deepen implementation of the guidance of the leaders for bilateral relations, including addressing issues of priority to both sides and by promoting political people-to-people academic and think tank exchanges. The Foreign Secretary also met Deputy Secretary General of the 14th National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, Hong Liang. The Digital India Bhashini Division under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology conducted a multilingual AI workshop for officials of the Haryana Vidhan Sabha Secretariat to promote language-first legislative governance. The workshop showcased AI-powered language technologies aimed at making legislative processes more inclusive, accessible and citizen-centric. Indian weightlifter Gyaneshwari Yadav clinched a silver medal in women's 53kg category at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Asian Championships bronze winner Gyaneshwari lifted 88kg in the snatch section and 111kg in clean and jerk for a total lift of 199kg. Onome Obolola Didi of Nigeria won the gold medal with the Commonwealth and Games record total lift of 206kg. Another Indian weightlifter, Bindya Rani Devi, won the bronze medal in women's 58kg category competition. Bindya Rani lifted 87kg in the snatch section and 112kg in clean and jerk for a total lift of 199kg. And President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Gyaneshwari Yadav on securing the silver medal in the women's 53kg weightlifting event and Bindya Rani Devi Sarukhaibam on winning a bronze medal in the women's 58kg weightlifting event at the Glasgow Commonwealth Games 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.